25-cent stamp. And later they just depicted portraits. But the third issue, if I'm not mistaken, included a 3-cent note. So we had 3, 5, 10, 15, 25, and 50-cent paper notes that would be used in daily transaction of business because of no hard coins in circulation. And at that same time, stamps had been encased in little brass or aluminum shells between mica, and these passed current for money. Also, there was what was known as Civil War tokens, which were private tokens issued by merchants, mostly in the 1 cent denomination. And there are thousands of varieties of the Civil War tokens. It is said that they originated in Cincinnati, Ohio, by a die maker, but New York also claims the origin of the Civil War tokens, but they passed current as 1 cent, and they were of the size in diameter of the 1 cents at that time, but they were usually of a bronze or copper mixture, and they are most popular even today to collectors because of the variety of design. And I had given many other programs, and I have exhibited coins and notes at coin shows, which was very, very interesting, but also at times frustrating, because you would ask what size cases were going to be used in the exhibits. Vandalism and thieves have caused us to go from the top of the table into locked cases. And say you had a case 2 by 3 feet in size, and at home you had set up this exhibit of many coins. Then you got to the site of your exhibit and they used a different size case. You were frustrated in, do I expand this or must I hold out 10, 15, or 20 coins that I have already prepared? But anyway, we do the best we can on this and away we go. And I'm very proud and honored to be chosen occasionally to judge in a coin show. My most recent judging was in St. Augustine, where possibly we had 15 exhibits ranging from foreign coins to specific United States coins. And on many occasions I have judged in areas in Jacksonville and also in Daytona Beach.
Accomplishment. Okay, if you were going to describe your house here to, you know, someone who is blind, and be as descriptive as you can what your whole setup here looks like.
I would say that I am on a small point with trees to the west of me for the setting sun and open to the east across a tidal marsh for a half mile from the ocean beach. And each 12 hours the salt water rises with the high tide, and this is my air conditioner for the evaporation of the water, and through the summer months it keeps us very cool. Usually in the winter months, the water being much warmer than the air gives us a warmer temperature, and it miles down any frigid north winds that are blowing in on us.